The vote was more of a formality than anything, a unanimous vote that showed the importance that Security Council member states place on the UN's assistance mission in Afghanistan. UNAMA's mandate was extended on Tuesday morning, and according to the United Kingdom and most other member states, Afghanistan's upcoming elections are crucial.
Another pillar in a sustainable peace will be credible elections that reflect the will of the Afghan people. Afghan-led preparations for presidential and provincial council elections in 2014 have started, and decisions have been taken on issues such as voter registration.
Optimism ran high in the remarks of delegates, but reality seemed to ebb. Delegates placed a great importance on six agreed-upon confidence-building measures for Afghanistan to ensure growth. But when three of those measures include counterterrorism, counter-narcotics, and disaster management, it's easy to imagine a nation with security problems. Those are security problems that Afghanistan is trying to tackle through a security and intelligence partnership with neighbor Pakistan, particularly as ISAF forces plan their exit by the end of next year.
To deepen our ties, we look forward to early finalization of a strategic partnership agreement between our two countries, which is being negotiated. We are strengthening Pakistan-Afghanistan military and intelligence cooperation and making the trilateral mechanism comprising Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the International Security Assistance Force more effective.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin is serving as council president for the month of March, and he made a statement in his national capacity. In his remarks, Churkin was less optimistic, saying that Afghanistan is not in the clear and that tough times lie ahead.
In Afghanistan, terrorism, extremism, and drug crimes are far from being eradicated. Breakthrough in the armed combat with the Taliban has not taken place. Many provinces of Afghanistan are fully or partially under Taliban control. Taliban continue to carry out terrorist attacks across Afghanistan. Of particular concern is the continuing spread of terrorist activities from the northern provinces of Afghanistan into Central Asian countries.
One of the original stated goals of the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2002 was to dismantle the Taliban, but that has not come to pass. Despite the U.N.'s counter-narcotics initiatives, opium production was up in 2012, a key source of income for the Taliban, which taxes the crop in areas it controls. Afghanistan continues to depend on foreign aid to keep its economy alive. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.